It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Well, just when it appeared congressional Republicans had decided to wait for another day to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act, Senate GOP leaders are back with another effort, this one from Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. For a look at what we know so far about how this plan might affect Georgia, we're joined again by Andy Miller, editor and publisher of the online site Georgia Health News. Andy, welcome back.
Good to be here, Dennis.
Now, there are many details we don't know. They're still negotiating them, but a key feature of this bill is going to be block grants to the states instead of the current Medicaid payment structure. Now, this could be good news for states like Georgia, which did not expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act. But Governor Deal, who is a Republican, has been pretty quiet so far. So can we tell yet what the Medicaid overhaul under this bill would do here?
Well, states would have much more discretion about how to shape up their health care system and their Medicaid programs. One thing that it will do, this bill, if it passes, is Medicaid expansion would go away, and the feds would take that money and money from taxes raised under the ACA and subsidies for consumers in the exchange. It would take all that money and distribute it equally across the states. So states that have expanded Medicaid would – and their high-cost states like California, New York, Massachusetts, they would lose under this financially, while states that did not expand Medicaid, like Georgia, would gain funding under this bill.
So there are some key questions, though. What about the state's struggling rural hospitals? If Georgia wins under this, would they get a little bit of support?
Well, they might on that front end, Dennis, but you have to remember that all these repeal and replace plans that have come through Congress recently, they all lead to more people losing health insurance. And so when hospitals like a rural hospital has more non-paying, uninsured patients, that makes their cost structure hurt. I mean, it's just more pressure on them financially because patients who don't have insurance tend to struggle to pay bills if they can pay bills at all.
But we don't know exactly how many people might lose coverage because the Congressional Budget Office hasn't even scored this yet.
It's pretty astonishing that we don't have a bill that's going to reshape one-sixth of our economy and affect millions of people's health care and not even know what it's going to do not only financially to the budget but also in terms of the number of uninsured that will come as a result of it.
So this could explain, although I certainly don't mean to speak for them, but this could explain why Governor Deal and Senator Johnny Isaacson have been pretty quiet so far.
Well, it's going to take a lot of study to figure out, okay, how does this really affect Georgia? I mean, to break it down financially and also in terms of coverage, and we just won't know. And this bill has to pass, as you know, by September 30th. So there's not a lot of time to have some real clear analysis of it.
But is it safe to say that given the fact that it appears they're going to eliminate the cap on pre-existing conditions, for instance, and those exclusion for pre-existing conditions, that kind of thing, that people with pre-existing conditions are going to pay more?
States will have the authority and the ability to let insurers charge people more who have pre-existing conditions. And they'll also have the ability to get rid of some of the essential health benefits that are guaranteed under the ACA, like mental health coverage. So the bottom line is people with pre-existing conditions, people with disabilities, they could see their coverages, their guarantees erode under this bill if it passes.
And certainly that would affect folks here in Georgia and around the country. But what about insurers here in Georgia? Blue Cross has said under the current system, it's going to make sure that every county has at least one insurer under the Affordable Care Act exchanges. But those exchanges would go away under this.
Right. The arithmetic in healthcare changes completely. And it'll be interesting to see if it does pass how 50 states will take this money and make their own health care system.
Well, that's been one of the arguments from Governor Deal and other Republican leaders here. Georgia needs more flexibility to design systems that meet the specific needs of the state. We only got about 30 seconds here, but what does that mean? I mean, what about Georgia is special?
Well, it will take, Dennis, it'll be a huge challenge for this state if it does pass in terms of how they're going to distribute the money, What kind of healthcare system are they going to build? And remember, employers like Amazon, who are coming to locate in a particular state, another distribution center, they're going to look at states' healthcare systems. You know, if you have a good one, or if you have a not so good one, that's going to be a big factor in attracting companies.
And they don't like uncertainty. Andy Miller of Georgia Health News, where he's editor and publisher. Andy, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Dennis.